Welcome to another in our series of Politics in Review podcasts. Venerable Iowa Republican U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley, who was elected the same night that Ronald Reagan won the presidency and is the 10th longest-serving senator in U.S. history, announced that he will run for an eighth term next year at the age of 89. If he is reelected and serves the entire next term, or in other words, spending another 7 years in office, he will have been an elected official for 70 consecutive years, counting his time in the state legislature, U.S. House, and Senate. A new poll again points to a tight Nevada U.S. Senate race. A WPA intelligence survey finds Republican former Attorney General Adam Laxalt leading first-term incumbent Democratic Senator Catherine Cortez Masto by a 39-37% clip. Nevada races have been very close during the past decade. In fact, from the 18 statewide campaigns held since the 2010 election, 8 have featured a plurality winner, meaning no candidate commanded majority support. Mr. Laxalt won the state attorney general's office in 2014, but lost his bid for governor 4 years later. Senator Cortez Masto was herself the state attorney general for 2 terms, before winning her Senate election in 2016. Redistricting is beginning in earnest. 2 states, Oregon and Colorado, have completed their work, with pending court approval in the latter place. Indiana and Maine have almost completed their processes. The Texas congressional map, or at least its first version, has also been made public. All are favorable incumbent plans. Despite Oregon and Colorado performing as strong Democratic states and gaining a seat in reapportionment, it appears that at least one 2022 congressional campaign in each state will become highly competitive. If the next election begins to crest the Republicans' way, the GOP, with strong candidates, may be able to score a pair of mild upset victories in these Democratic domains, thus greatly enhancing their chances of retaking the House majority. Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney, the daughter of former Vice President Dick Cheney, appears to be taking her internal war with former President Trump to the next level. This week she is traveling to New Hampshire, site of the first 2024 presidential primary, to make a political speech. Some speculate she will forego a difficult re-election run to oppose Mr. Trump for the GOP presidential nomination. California Congresswoman Karen Bass, who was on candidate Joe Biden's shortlist for vice president, will risk her House seat in the next election to enter the open race for mayor of Los Angeles. Incumbent Mayor Eric Garcetti has been appointed ambassador to India and is awaiting Senate confirmation. He is ineligible to seek a third term, but his leaving office early to assume his new post would mean the city council selects an interim mayor. Ms. Bass will be a strong candidate, but the eventual outcome, at this point in time, is difficult to predict. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.